Attention all Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio listeners. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast brings you the best in East Coast esoterica on the first of every month. Together, we can keep it growing by sharing the show on social media, subscribing to the show wherever you may be listening to it from, and by leaving feedback about your favorite episodes. John certainly needs a friend like you to help make his dreams come true, minus the alien abduction dreams. That is not cool at all. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Always available, always free, always odd.
C is for your claws so sharp to me. R is for reports we seldom see. Why do we ignore creatures of myth and lore? P is even more puzzling monsters we adore. T is for tales passed through the years. I is for icons of all our fears. D is for discovery of strange creatures in every country. It's the cryptid corner north to Newfoundland.
So often when it comes to cryptids, sometimes we're faced with creatures that look like creatures we already know, but are just so much more bigger and more enormous than we'd ever could imagine. And really, the tetzel worm looks like a giant axolotl. This creature, or an axolotl, you know, mostly found California, Mexico, that area. The Baja region is big for these, okay? In the 1980s, they were studied heavily. With its small front feet, it resembles a mythical tetzel worm, providing support for its existence. And this kind of caught my eye because recently I've been thinking about expanding my repertoire when it comes to, well, tropical fish keeping, and axolotls are a very, very popular pet. But then I heard about the tetzel worm, and I think I might want to go to Germany and try to catch one. So here it comes. In the German language, a tetzi is a paw or a leg. A tetzel worm is a mythical reptile from the Alps that possesses two or four legs. Since the 15th century, there have been accounts of this cryptid, which is said to have terrified hikers. The tetzel worm is often described as scaly, then again as hairy. It is supposed to resemble a snake or sometimes a mammal, occasionally even having the head of a cat. In some reports, the animal is 1 foot long. In other reports, well, 3 feet. The tetzel worm, resembling a small dragon or the legendary white worm, is described as an aggressive beast that readily attacks animals and people. It lives in caves and tunnels dug into cliff faces by its own big paws. It's said to secrete poisonous gases and spew fire. In some reports, it spits poisonous slime, and its skin is also poisonous. Yeesh. Now, there has been a very, very long time passed since we've had many, many sightings of this creature. Similar creatures were spotted all over Europe. Right up until about 1924, two hikers found a 4-foot-long skeleton of the legendary worm, which was, you know, in the meantime, unfortunately, been lost. Photographs brought forward as evidence have always been identified as fakes. One of the last sightings occurred near Palermo, Sicily in 1954. Farmers saw a creature with the head and front legs of a cat attacking a herd of sheep. There have been almost no more sightings since then. It's suspected that the tetzel worm is a relative of the Gila monster, or the Heloderma hesperium, or an Asian giant salamander called Megalobatarus. Other cryptozoologists think it is a relative of the European legless lizard, Ophiuchus apodus. Can the biome of a creature, one that practically lives on our doorstep in densely populated countries, be so reduced by tourism and development that the animal dies out before our very eyes? Cryptozoologists tend to think that a few tetzel worms are still alive, hidden somewhere deep in the mountains. And deep in the mountains it may be. And I wish I could go there and tell that tetzel worm, hey, guys, guess what? You made the list. And you certainly deserve a place right here on the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast's Cryptid Corner.